With threats to our nation waiting around every corner, adaptability is more important than ever. When conditions change without notice, quick strategic thinking is crucial, and with obstacles consistently impending, determination is essential in overcoming them. It's this willingness, decisiveness, and resilience that sets Marines apart. With our fighting spirit, we don't just fight battles, we win them. Marines are the constant our nation counts on to fight the unknown, and through adaptable problem-solving, we do just that. Learn more at Marines.com.
And we are live. Welcome to the NBA Strategy Show, Wednesday, May 8th. One game ahead of us here. I'm Josh Engelman here to break that game down. We've got Pacers, Knicks, Game 2 in New York, 8 p.m. tip-off. We should be able to get through this one pretty quickly. There's not a ton that we have the ability to say. It's a game where the only major change that we're going to see is, what does it look like with no Mitchell Robinson? Shout out to Sleeper for being the sponsor of this show. Hit the like button, subscribe to the channel, hit the notification bell so you know when everything goes live, and follow me on Twitter at Josh Engelman. What is up, everybody? Good morning, good morning, good morning. Good to have everybody in chat. I don't want to say that we have a lot to talk about, because we really don't. We have a relatively limited amount to talk about on this one game slate. I've got my sim pulled up right now with my results and my top 50 lineup saved in the Stochastic Sims tool, and we are going to take a look at it right now. And I'm not, no waiting around. There's not much to say about yesterday. Boston did exactly what I thought they would do. Honestly, OKC did exactly what I thought they would do. I just needed a little bit less out of Daniel Gafford. Could have been a much better night. A little bit more out of Jalen Williams, who had a tough offensive day. Anyway, let's get in to game two. Hit that like button if you haven't done it yet. Ron, good morning. What's going on? So first thing we're looking at right now, captain exposures on DK tonight. Jalen Brunson came out of my sim 45% owned at the captain spot. Isaiah Hartenstein, 11. But you can see very quickly, it's relatively limited after that. We didn't get a ton of anything interesting. I got to 40% of Jalen Brunson. I don't think anybody's going to be all that surprised to see something like that. I don't know how you just avoid him. He does have a little bit of negative player ROI. I don't think that's important. We're talking about a guy projected for 36.5% captain ownership, 50% utility, 86% overall. You're just getting to Brunson. He's the entire Knicks offense. He creates everything on every possession. I am more than happy to be right around the field with Jalen Brunson at the captain spot. He's clearly, to me, the top overall captain. I think it's very hard to want to say anything else. The next two guys in ownership also both come from the Knicks at the captain spot. That's going to be Josh Hart, who's around 17% owned at the captain. I don't have any of Josh Hart at the captain spot. I don't think anybody's going to be surprised there. And then 12% captain ownership is currently projected to Isaiah Hartenstein. I got 14, not all that different. So right away, for Brunson and Hartenstein, I'm right with the field. For Josh Hart, we're taking a different look at him. Everybody else on this slate, outside of Brunson, Hartenstein, and Hart, all below 10% ownership at the captain spot, the most of anybody is 6% to Miles Turner. You can see what I'm doing differently at the captain spot on the screen right now, and that is Dante DiVincenzo. He is $7,200 as a utility salary. Obviously, you're multiplying that by 1.5 to boost that up to captain. 6% owned at the captain spot. I have 24. I like DiVincenzo here. I have him in for 40 minutes. It's been two back-to-back bad games for Deuce McBride. I'm sure he'll play great now that I don't have him, but based on this matchup, I don't think it's a problem to have DiVincenzo out there, especially with the health of Tyrese Halliburton. And if DiVincenzo is going to play, you know, 38, 40 minutes, I think he's getting slept on in a pretty big way at the captain spot. To me, Dante DiVincenzo is the most interesting captain that you can roster today. What do you guys think? about Dante DiVincenzo in at the captain spot. I want to know where what you guys think, because that's my sneak play. I'm with everybody on Brunson and Hartenstein. I don't have much of anybody else. A little bit of Siakam, scattered captain spots for everybody else. I don't think there's many other people that are worth digging into today. Like, there's a reason almost 70% of the ownership at captain is Brunson, Hartenstein, and Hart. Dante only has one tool. I'm not sure why that matters. Anthony says Hart captain. He's the one guy I don't have at captain. And I projected him for 46 minutes today. I gave him everything that I could possibly give him. TJ, not for me. Not at captain, at least. And these guys are fine. I mean, they're all, you know, like TJ is projected for 2%. Ananobi's projected for 5%. I don't think that any of that is crazy. They are guys you can get to. But I think DiVincenzo is the low-owned guy that I'm most interested in. I don't think you need to save as much salary with TJ at the captain spot, is my thought. He's 33% owned at utility, which I think makes a little bit more interesting. You guys really, multiple people mentioning OG Anunoby. I don't think that's crazy. It didn't grade out well in the Sims, -13% player ROI. I did get to equal to the field. But he's just a guy to me. I don't have a problem with Anunoby. I just see Dante DiVincenzo as having sort of the most upside if he's going to be getting a pretty sizable minutes bump. I mean, last two games that we have for Dante DiVincenzo, he has played 44 minutes and all 48 minutes of that game six against Philly. It was game six against Philly, right? Yeah. We got 9 minutes and 10.5 minutes out of Deuce McBride in those two games. It just seems to me like we're getting 40 out of DiVincenzo. And if we're getting 40 out of DiVincenzo against the Pacers defense, he's going to get enough looks to be like you can see the path for DiVincenzo where he makes 6 or 7 threes in a game and it becomes a real big thing. But if they can get away with him being out there defensively because Halliburton can't do anything, they're going to play Dante DiVincenzo over Miles McBride. When it comes to indie dudes, though, I just really don't have them. Look at like 8% of Siakam, 4% of Miles Turner, 2% of everybody else, Toppin, Nesmith, Halliburton. Halliburton, easy captain from Antoine Murphy. I'm not sure I see that. I don't know what Halliburton has done to look like he can have that kind of game. I want to think about it like this. So the Pacers have played, what, 6 playoff games at this point? 7? Whatever it is. Here are the minutes totals for Halliburton. 36 most recent game. 31.5, 34, 32. They had the game that went to OT. He played 46, so call it 41. 37 before that. 37.5 before that. He just hasn't been playing the 40 minutes that you would expect a lead guard to play. So as I look at Halliburton, could he fall into 40 minutes? Yeah, but he just hasn't looked good. He doesn't look for his own shot right now. And if you're going to have to go to someone like Halliburton on DK today, Halliburton at the captain spot is the second most expensive captain play at $15,600. I don't know how you want to do that. I just don't know how you want to do that. Does anybody else have any captain thoughts on DK right now? I don't think there's a lot of wiggle room for this one. Turner might be the only Pacer I trust right now. That is... I don't trust him, if that helps. He has been bad defensively. Lots of OG captain. Okay. I get it, I guess. You know, I have him in for 42 minutes. It wouldn't surprise me. Looks fine. I just happen to have, like, OG is 11-4 at captain. DiVincenzo is 10-8. I just prefer DiVincenzo to OG Anunoby. Your mileage may vary, and I don't think that's crazy. Sam Rothstein says, give me 8% Nembhard. Yeah, he's a guy that I'm down on. I'm very curious to see what I have at the flex for Nembhard. I think he's in trouble in this series because he can't guard Jalen Brunson. His arms are too short. All right, hit that like button if you haven't yet. 130 people in here. Obviously, only one game. I'm going to take a look at the flex side now. This is where things will probably start to look a little different. So at the flex, I have a couple stands, and I sincerely doubt that anybody is going to be surprised by some of these stands. Aaron Nesmith is 27% owned. I have him in 66% of my utility spots. He is my number one utility play.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Got in a little bit of foul trouble last time out. But, you know, live to do that again because of the role that they're asking for him defensively. But I expect Aaron Nesmith to play a couple extra minutes today in comparison to where he was. I want to pull up the game flow for this one. So we got 31 minutes out of Aaron Nesmith. But right here, he picked up his second foul in the second quarter, his third foul in the first half. They brought in Ben Shepherd for the final 4:45. That would not have happened if Nesmith isn't pulling that third foul. That's another 4 minutes, call it 5 minutes. That takes him to 36. It feels like Aaron Nesmith being 27% owned is not really taking into account that he's going to play 36 plus minutes. I think he's the best utility play that you can get to. Isaiah Hartenstein is basically 60% owned at the utility. That's what I have. No Mitchell Robinson now. Isaiah Hartenstein's going to play every minute he can handle. They're going to have to play a little bit of Precious and potentially a couple minutes of Jericho Sims. They don't have a choice right now. But you have to assume that Isaiah Hartenstein is going to have every single minute that his body can handle. And Indiana is not really a team where you have to worry about a lot of bullshit foul drawing. So I think Hartenstein can hang out there. I think he's very, very easy to want to get to. Similarly, Dante DiVincenzo is about 40% owned at the utility. I already love him at the captain spot. I certainly love him in the flex spot. The next guy that I have that is a little bit off the beaten path, Pascal Siakam, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, is 11th in ownership at the flex. He's $10,200. That's $200 cheaper than Tyrese Halliburton. I greatly prefer Pascal Siakam at the flex to Halliburton. I got to 50% of Pascal Siakam. I only got to 24% of Tyrese Halliburton. I'm much lighter on Halliburton. I am much more interested in Siakam as a flex pay-up option. And that certainly works out a little bit better if I'm going to someone like Dante DiVincenzo in the captain spot. Brunson is just a guy you play. He's in 44% of my lineups at utility. Same for Miles Turner. Same for TJ McConnell. I have him in 30% of my flex spots. He's projected for 30% ownership. No problem with it. I don't want to say it now because I figure I'll jinx it, but I did a bit of a deep dive on TJ McConnell yesterday. He's been a much different player as of late. I have been underselling him a bit, and I kind of feel bad about it. He has improved dramatically. Look at this improvement in Darko. for TJ McConnell over the years. I mean, this is a guy that was really just unplayable for the first 5 years of his career. And it started to ramp up, you know, around COVID times. We're talking about a legitimate plus one offensive dude now. He's just, his energy is so real in this series. So I'm much more of a believer in TJ McConnell. I think I've been underselling him a bit. Always good to take in more information. Oh, whoa, hold on. Antoine, a player was just like, oh, we lost and I got to do something different. Oof. That is a game plan I couldn't have seen coming. Maybe Halliburton should have tried that for every other game in this series or in this playoffs too. Dude's not healthy, man. It's not healthy. Some of my bigger fades, it's still Josh Hart. I don't know what to do with him. He gets so much ownership. He does everything. He's scoring. He rebounds like he's a center. Like, it's, I get it. And I don't like fading him. I gave him 46 minutes. I don't really know what else I could possibly do at this point. What do we have him projected for? Let me take a look at that. Because I know nobody's going to be like, yeah, that's a great idea. Fade Josh Hart. Worked for Luka last night, by the way. So we have Josh Hart projected for 44.75 fantasy points. I have Josh Hart projected for 42.4. So I am 2 fantasy points below us, and that is enough to just not really get as much. Look, you got to fade somebody. You can't just jam the same plays as everybody else. If that's the way that I'm going to be different, that's fine. He's clearly my biggest negative leverage play. Well, second biggest. Precious Achiuwa is in 63% of the pool. Now, he's projected for a lot less ownership than that. I believe it's in and around 40. I'm just not getting there. We have Precious Achiuwa projected for 22 minutes and 20 fantasy points. I just simply don't have that yet today. I have Precious Achiuwa projected for 14 minutes. I gave Jericho Sims a couple as well. I don't know if that happens or not, but maybe they play Precious for extended minutes alongside Isaiah Hartenstein. It's really hard to nail down what we think the Knicks are going to do with Precious. He's 2,200. He might as well be free at the utility spot, but figuring out how much you think he's going to play is the massive decision point for Precious. He is clearly a fantastic point per dollar play given his salary. I don't mind hoping that they play Isaiah Hartenstein 38 minutes and they don't screw around. Hart always going to perform as long as y'all keep doubting him. That's definitely how this works. Yeah, the guys don't have salaries. I'm going to play $90,000 worth of players today. Jericho Sims isn't playing. I'll take that bet. Guys, they're out of players. They're out of players. Somebody's got to play. You understand that, right? Again, I'm not saying that Jericho Sims is a play, but to think that he can't go out there for a couple minutes today when they're running out of bodies is short-sighted at best. Maybe McBride gets more playing time, but the past two games, he's been a giant, giant negative, and his defense is way less important in this series than it is in other series because Tyrese Halliburton isn't Tyrese Halliburton. You don't need Miles McBride to go out there and D up Andrew Nembhard. I agree that it's Tibbs, but if Isaiah Hartenstein gets in foul trouble, what are they doing here? They're going to play 4 dudes? That's not how this works, guys. It's not how this works. Again, I'm not telling you to play Jericho Sims, but to think that he can't step on the floor today, you don't know what you're talking about. Who is your favorite utility plays, folks? Because we've kind of taken the lap through this already. I hit you with mine. It's Aaron Nesmith. It's Isaiah Hartenstein. It's Dante DiVincenzo. And it's Pascal Siakam. All the Knicks. I think you're right. I think you're right. McBride will be a really interesting one, too, depending on his ownership. Toppin, TJ. No problems with Toppin. The problem with Toppin and TJ, Toppin in particular, like, obviously, Obi Toppin went nuts last time out. He played 19 minutes. Like, it's not a lot. It's really not a lot. So, it's hard because it doesn't feel like they're just going to give him a ton of time. Like, I gave Obi Toppin 19 minutes. I'm okay with it. I like Obi Toppin, but he has to thread that needle perfectly. Perfectly. Because it doesn't appear that no matter how well he plays, there's like a real minutes upside. It doesn't seem like they ever want to go to him when it matters. So if he doesn't have an outlier performance, it doesn't seem like you can make it up with additional playing time. That's the thing that scares me. It's the same situation for TJ McConnell. Like, you know, 22 minutes, they don't seem to ever want to put him back out there. Here are the last like 8 games for TJ McConnell. 22, 23, 16, 18, 16, 16, 18. Like if the wall is at 22, it gets a little nerve-wracking. I got to sneeze. Invigorating sneeze. All right. That's what I see right now on the DraftKings side. I'm just going to run FanDuel very quickly, and then we're going to get out of here. So let's take a look and see what FanDuel looks like using these stochastic projections. All right, we got this running, and this is just going to be stochastic projections to start. McConnell and Toppin should be starters. No. That would be not good for the Pacers. Maybe McConnell. It becomes very hard to play McConnell and Tyrese Halliburton alongside of each other. That's really the bigger issue. All right. First run of FanDuel there. Let's simulate the lineups. Boom. Let's see where we end up on the FanDuel side. Shout out to Sleeper, by the way. You guys see the banner at the top of the screen. Up to $500 on your first deposit. They'll match anything, which is really nice because maybe you only have $273. They'll match $273. Play through that bonus. Acquiring money as a deposit match is the easiest way to build up your bankroll. Odd Shopper can help you out for additional plays if that's something that you're looking for. I highly recommend it. Sleeper's got dynamic payouts and free squares, so you can get multipliers up to 100x if you're really trying to take those big-time flyers. That would be my recommendation. Because the more you put on that card, the better, the less you pay in costs. Might be long term, it's going to be better for you. Sign up for Sleeper. Click the link in the description. All right. Here are my top lineups on FanDuel. I am going to take a look at the exposures. I favorited my top 50. The MVP spot. We are going to say that the best option you can get to based on stochastic projections to start the day, that is going to be Jalen Brunson. That should not be surprising. He is the clearly top option at MVP. He's going to project better than everybody else. Halliburton, Siakam, Josh Hart, those are the next guys you're going to be looking at. At the star spot, it's Halliburton, Hart, and Siakam at the top. A little bit harder to get to Brunson there. The pro spot, it's Turner, Hart, Hartenstein, Ananobi. They seem to be the best options there at the top. Flex plays, that's where you start getting to Precious Achiuwa. 57% pool ownership, just 32% exposure. Looks like we're taking a bigger stand on Nesmith, which I like. Taking a little bit of a stand on Nemhard, which I honestly don't like. What do you guys like most on FanDuel? What do you guys like most on FanDuel before we get out of here? But right now I can show you guys my overall exposures. The highest exposed guy I have is 34% Jalen Brunson in the MVP spot. And then Precious, 32% at the flex. Shepherd sneaky? I don't think so. What's the salary? Doesn't appear that we really got to any Ben Shepherd anywhere. I can be even more specific. We didn't get a single share of Ben Shepherd. Folks, that's going to do it. I don't have as much to land on here for just one game, and I don't expect a ton of changes. New York is still continuing to be shorthanded. I don't think Indy has anything new. I think we're going to see a lot of what we saw in game one with game two. But I'm telling you right now, Dante DiVincenzo is your dude. Get him. Guys, that's going to do it for the strategy show for today. Just in case, we've got MLB early live before lock at 11:30, MLB regular live before lock at 5:30, and then Eric and I will be live at 7:30, only a half hour live before lock for one game. Greg and I will then be on playback starting at 8, and we'll hang out for an hour. Good luck, everybody. Thank you for being here. I will talk to you later.